www.thebeatmedia.com.
We're back here on America Tonight for another jam-packed hour. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Do you know we have 11 days before the election? People are early voting. Huge numbers. A lot of absentee ballots supposedly coming in. That's great news. Maybe, that's always my hope, maybe we'll see record numbers, like shatter the record. What if in my lifetime we had 85% of the people who could vote, vote. That's a shocker. That'd be terrific to see that kind of a number. And speaking of numbers, each and every show, there's always numbers from polls. And you could stretch these polls from Canada all the way down to Texas. The latest Gallup poll shows that Romney has a 3-point lead. But Gallup is saying, you know, this could be trending toward Obama because he's dropped some of the leverage he had. You could look at other polls and see that he's got a 5-point lead. Bottom line is, Romney's people might look at the polls and say, okay, that's nice, but they're not in fantasy land. They know if they want to be in the driver's seat for the future, they got to get the electoral vote, so they got to get to 270, so they can't linger in fantasy land and the attaboys and the slap on the back and all that. They have to be focused on Ohio and Florida and Virginia and Nevada, all of these areas where Obama's been strong and is pushing himself in a 48 marathon tour that is gaining some traction, is gaining some enthusiasm. So maybe Mitt Romney needs to be more than doing the same thing, tripling those efforts. Republicans are on the war path when it comes to the Obama folks for failing to act on information that the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in Libya was under attack. And this comes from the dreaded emails. Yes, we do have ways to look at our emails and go back and find out what the timelines were. So here's the deal. Emails show that at the State Department, they were told within 2 hours of the attack starting that an Al-Qaeda group had claimed responsibility. So they didn't disclose that. The State Department must have had all of this information. And a paper trail makes it easier to try to nail someone rather than to sweep it away. What happened in the security of Benghazi, what happened in Libya, what happened to Ambassador Chris Stevens and the three other Americans who were killed? So now it's getting more and more play. And maybe part of the problem is not initially going to a military response, that attack immediately. And so here's the thing, it was September 11th, it was the 11th anniversary of September 11th, and to have a terror attack on that day wouldn't be what the administration would want to deal with. So ultimately, forget about the innocence of Muslims, the clip, the YouTube thing, all that Prophet Muhammad stuff, but focusing on just what happened at that consulate is very disappointing to find out that the State Department had that information at their fingertips and did not do anything, didn't jump on this, didn't act sooner. So who had the ultimate responsibility and the authority to make the call, and they didn't make the call? They didn't make the call. And now we know as a result what ultimately has happened. But I wonder when I sit here and I talk about it, how many people would change their vote based on what happened in this consulate attack? Or is it my famous adage that the credit card company ripped off what's in your wallet? And you got to ask yourself that question, what's in your wallet? I think that the economics of our times is with the possible tax increases, all that stuff, is what's driving most people, because they're at the brink. You know what at the brink means? You think you can get back. You think. It's like that, I think I can. But you are not close. So you're clawing. In other words, you're clawing. All right, I got to talk about this because this is just flat out sad. The police in California are searching for a man with a gun after three were shot dead in a family-run business and a house in suburban Los Angeles. So three dead, two more in critical condition. And we're just, maybe it's me, but it seems like we're seeing more of crimes like this one. So five family members shot. Boy, that's a tough one to get to climb out of, isn't it? The gunman targeted a family-owned fire extinguisher business, and that's when he went right to the office and started shooting. Three of the five victims died, and the two survivors are in critical condition, including a 13-year-old boy. Who shoots a 13-year-old boy? It started at 11 in the morning, and this is a place that's about 20 miles southeast of Los Angeles. You see signs for it, Downey, California. So fire protection services called 911 to report a shooting, and then they arrived, and the 13-year-old called dispatchers from the house that he got to down the street. This is a terrible, terrible thing. And they're trying to piece it together because no witnesses to the shootings other than the victims have come forward. And the police have been looking at surveillance footage trying to see if they can get a glimpse of whoever did that. Just very, very sad is what it is. Very sad. All right, well, I got to end on an up note for this segment anyway. Because we were talking about in the previous hour now the score with Arizona and San Francisco being the two teams. How about Arizona voting on taking control of the Grand Canyon? You know, I never thought of that. Who controls the Grand Canyon? So they're going to vote next month on a ballot proposal to give the state control over the canyon. And they're calling it the Sagebrush Revolt, where the western states are trying to reclaim federal land. So it's actually on the ballot. It's on the ballot. And how will people vote? Certainly, the canyon itself, man, talk about iconic and talk about backbreaking. I did it in one day. 227 miles long. 227 miles long. You have to see it. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, real estate. Real estate's turned a corner. Does that mean things are looking up in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood? Well, let's find out next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
When we were in the break, I checked the storm tracker on Hurricane Sandy. Oh, man. When you see a whole bunch of red and it looks like a Jackson Pollock painting and then the edges have yellow thrown on it, that's not good. And it's looking horrible over Jamaica. A couple people already reportedly dead as a result of the flooding and the winds there. So if this keeps picking up the speed, boy, it's going to be nasty on parts of the East Coast. And the timing is terrible. Well, the timing is never good with this, but the timing is terrible with this election stuff. So it may cause problems. May cause problems. Don't know yet. It's still too early to handicap that. Except for that, looking at the tracker, it does not look good, my friends. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Each and every show, I always say, hey, if you're thinking about something, you don't feel like calling, you got one eye open, or maybe you have both eyes open, but they're bleary, and you're trying desperately to fall asleep, but you're, thank you, listening to the show. and you want to form your thoughts later in the day, poof, you can send me an email. And so many of you do. Each and every day, I am floored by the amount of email we get into our mail office. I can barely stand it any longer. So let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Jean writes in big letters, Trump, in the subject line, then says, Trump makes his big announcement with lots of exclamation points and sends me the link to the YouTube of Donald Trump. That's what Trump did. He made his announcement on YouTube, offered $5 million to Obama to turn over his records, you know, his college records and all that stuff in between, if he would just turn them all over so we could all see his grades and where he went and all that stuff. Well, we know where he went, but see the kind of grades he got and go back and do that and give us all of his documents. If he would just dump the documents, Donald Trump would give him a check for $5 million to donate to whatever charity that he chooses. I can definitely tell you that Trump is not going to get a document dump anytime soon from the president. So once again, Trump blows his horn, but not too much is coming out of it. Remember when he was trying to suggest he was really going to run for president, and then he was going to make the announcement on a show, and then he was going to also moderate a debate, and oh man, I do give him credit for one thing, for getting people to mention his name. He is the best at that. I mean, he's the best at that. He has people paying attention. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line. All right, I got this one from Jennifer B., who says, Kate, that idiot in Indiana. I have to tell you, I am a Tea Party person, but I do not recognize the comments that he's making. And he cannot blame it on being twisted what he said. Why did he add what he added? That's ridiculous. How offensive to any person who's been brutalized in rape. How many women are killed as a result of rape? How many lives are destroyed? It's sickening, and it should never be something that becomes part of that discussion. Pure stupidity on his part. As a Tea Party person, I am humiliated by what he said, and I hope he doesn't win his election. Well, Murdoch is now really the person that they're gunning for, the Democrats, along with Aiken. So you can bet that you're going to hear his name a lot. He is in a battle with the Democrat for that seat. And, you know, who knows if this costs him the seat because of people who are just flat out offended by what he said. He just didn't need to go there. And I already went off on that whole thing, so we are obviously in agreement on that one. But it's interesting because, you know, there's somebody who, Jennifer, who is a Tea Party person and says she's proud of the Tea Party, but she's embarrassed because he is a Tea Party guy. And that's not the way she says that she thinks, etc. But unfortunately, this is what happens. I think sometimes, I don't know, maybe sometimes somebody gets too comfortable, or they're just going to wing it on the side and they say the right thing because it is their belief, you know, hey, I don't believe in abortion, but then they catapult into a long diatribe about it and other things fall out that get convoluted, don't make any sense, and then that's it. It's just, you know, too late. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Norm. Norm says, I don't even know if we've ever had a letter from Norm before, but Norm says, Kate, I heard you talk about that surfer that was killed by the shark in California, and you mentioned that it was a place that you used to swim occasionally. You talked about diving. Girl, you're lucky you survived those waters in the Pacific. They're so cold, and I think you mentioned kelp. I used to live on the Central Coast a long time ago, surfed at Pismo Beach, and let me tell you, we saw sharks there. We saw dolphins, we saw seals, but we also saw sharks. Once we did, we would just get out of the water. Too bad for that surfer. He definitely was mistaken for prey. Oh, yeah. You know, you watch enough of Shark Week or Discovery Channel, and there's no question. He was bit by the shark because that shark that was probably great white is what they think, and he looked like food. He looked like food, unfortunately. And they've had some of these attacks in California, but they're far and few between. So this was a mature shark is what they think, about 15 feet long. And this Francisco Solorio was with his pals, and he was bitten in the wrong place in the upper chest area in Lompoc, and Surf Beach is where we used to go. And unfortunately, his friends, they pulled him out of the water. They tried to save him, so good for them. They tried to do everything they could. Sadly, they couldn't do anything. It was too late. So they had closed the beaches for like 72 hours, and they didn't have any kind of a sign up about be careful about sharks or any of that. Unfortunately, there have been other attacks, but it's been, in the last 3 years, just a handful. Remember the kid that was, I don't know, 19 or 20, and he went to UC Santa Barbara, and he was killed when a shark severed his leg, and he was bodyboarding. So the whole theory of the prey and all that, I'm with you. That's definitely, unfortunately, what they see. All right, let's take another one here. This is from Nick McMassian, and Nick says, "Hello, America Tonight. It's funny, I hear you talking about politics and some other things. I do like the fact that you mix in other minutiae, but you are correct, Ms. Delaney, when you say that politics is what people are talking about because it's such a close election, or at least we think it's going to be a close election, and people love nail biters, don't we? Don't we like our cliffhangers? But this isn't a soap opera. This is our lives. Let's hope people make the right choice. I voted for Obama the first time around. I'm an independent, but boy, I can't vote for him this time. I am so, so disappointed in Obama's first 4 years. In good conscience, I could not go and vote for him again." That, falling into that category of people that I say that I've met who are even talking about just not voting, but saying that they can't vote for Obama. Hey, coming up on the flip side, our conversation with Dan Epstein, as I mentioned, from Cause for Action. And this is about a crazy thing with transportation in Chicago. How does it relate to you and I? Oh, we're paying about $150 million taxpayer money to fund transportation in Chicago. How's that?
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're back here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We talk a lot about the housing market. We measure so much by where we are economically and where the future trends are and all that kind of stuff by, as I say, driving around the neighborhood. Just drive around the neighborhood. You get a real sense of what's going on. And I just saw a report the other day that new U.S. single family home sales really surged in September to the highest level in 2.5 years. So there's certainly showing that the housing market recovery must be gaining some steam, I would say. And that's good news to a lot of realtors' ears, a lot of the building people, you know, just people in general involved and with a stake in any kind of real estate. And there's countless other things that I've left off the table, mortgages, etc., that many of you listening to the show are involved with. Well, we have a realtor in the wings right now, Jeannie Douthat, and she's got an interesting thing to tell us about this program that she developed called Smart Women Buy Homes. Smart Women Buy Homes, meaning educating a lot of the single women who are out there in the housing market looking for houses, but really don't know some of the things that you should know as you're out there shopping around for a house. Jeannie, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let me ask you that first question. You heard me talk about those statistics. Are you seeing that? Is that music to your ears that things might be turning that corner? More people are out there looking. You see more homes. There's some movement.
Oh, there is definitely some movement. And one of the things that we're seeing here in the Dallas area is that buyer's market is slowly starting to turn into a seller's market. We've got the old supply and demand thing going on. Fewer homes are being listed, and we've got more qualified buyers.
Yeah, so that's great news. Yes, it is a good thing. Because like I said, if you measure the index of the housing market and where we are economically, that's where you start to see the picture get better. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Because remember, as you know, that's part of the whole American dream. You get the house, that's something that you're hanging on to, you're selling, you're moving onto another house, you're moving, you're doing whatever. But so much of what happens in our life is centered around our home. That's where we live under the roof. That's where things happen. You have children, you have events, you have friends over. It's really true. I mean, you're selling somebody part of their life, aren't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, as women in particular, you know, we like to what we call nest. It's that something that's just, you know, part of us. We want to be able to go home and build that nest.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So let's say you fall into the category of you're not married, you don't have children, or maybe you do have children, but you're a single woman, you're out there and you're looking for a house. Do you find that these are a lot of the buyers that maybe need a little more education? And I'm not slamming women. I'm just saying that perhaps they were used to somebody else being part of the process, so there was a partner to bounce that off of. Now they're solo, and they're not quite sure about a few things. Is that why you created this need
that
you're saying?
That is absolutely part of it. And I went through the experience myself on buying two homes, and I didn't know what I didn't know. And I didn't even know what questions to ask. I didn't know where to start. So all of a sudden, I start talking with other single women, and they said, oh, I don't even know where to start. Do I go get my mortgage approval first? You know, do I find my house first? So that is one of the reasons that I started Smart Women Buy Homes, because there is so little education out there for the home buyer, especially if you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. So when you go to buy a home, when you go to buy a home and you need to know just some basic things, is it good to qualify first? Is it, if you qualify, get the, you know, how much your loan, for example, is, get all that out of the way, does that make you a smarter buyer because you already have one piece of the puzzle in place?
It sure does. And I won't even start helping somebody start looking for a home until we have them pre-approved. Because, you know, what you think you might be able to afford and what you really can and your, you know, credit issues or anything, especially in today's market. So I don't want them to be disappointed. You know, you start looking at something that they can't afford and then you have to back down. They're never going to find what they really want. So before we actually go out and start looking, the pre-approval process is the first step.
So that's the first thing you tell people, do that, and then boom, that's the nuts and bolts, right?
That is correct. And I have partnered. In fact, I work for a company that we own, a mortgage company, title company, insurance company, and, of course, the real estate company. And one of the reasons I went to the company that I'm with currently is because we can offer that and bundle it so that it's an easy, easy process.
And you do it, because, you know, everything's about the miracle of the World Wide Web. You do some stuff on the web, don't you, so it's easier?
We do. But I think, you know, knowledge is power. So I do webinars and seminars just to educate women because it may not be the right time to buy. But they need to be able to understand what the process is and, you know, where they want to go from that. But a lot of the stuff can be done online. But I meet face-to-face with every client before I ever start taking them to work and to try to find that perfect home for them.
Yeah. Is it smart to do what really couples do? Do you make a wish list and go down that?
You bet. And, you know, and your wish list has to be realistic. You know, and everything is relative. I mean, you know, a $100,000 house is not going to be a $1 million house, and it's not going to have all the amenities that it does. But this is an interesting thing, Kate, is that I find single women normally do not buy to the top of their of what they're qualified for because they're very cautious. And again, we don't always find that, you know, when we're working with, you know, married couples or even single men.
So
now,
you don't
go to the max.
Yeah, you want to go to the max. So you, so the key is, I'm going to say you don't want to really be house poor. Is that right?
You got it. You do not want to be house poor. And I, you know, just the other day, I had a lady that she was very well qualified, but she got cold feet. And I just told her, I said, you know what? Then this is not the right time for you to buy. And, you know, one of the things I hate, and I'm sure most women out there hate it also, is when somebody gets really pushy and trying to tell me that, you know, I'm not making the right decision, but it's got to be her decision.
Yeah, there you go. How many, I mean, this is a pretty big demographic. How many single women out there do you think are the home buyers of today?
Well, and this is according to the National Association of Realtors, our market today, 20% of all homes being bought are bought by single women. Mm. And the interesting thing, a lot of them are not buying, you know, their first home. They're buying a second home, and they are also buying investment property.
You know, isn't that funny, Jackie? I have three, as many married friends as I have three single friends who have done exactly that. They're just super smart. They learn from their first house. They have a second house, and two of them even have an investment property. How about that?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what I'm finding, and, you know, women aren't waiting till they get married to have, you know, the white picket fence and, you know, the perfect guy. They're going ahead and buying homes, and then they use that home as an investment property. And more women are, you know, making better salaries, and they're getting an education, and they're wanting to invest in something. And with the stock market the way it's been, you know, 81% of all people that have been surveyed also still today, even with what we've had going on in the housing market, they still think that purchasing a home is a good investment.
And here's a key thing. And I think sometimes people are intimidated by this, and sometimes women can be intimidated by this. You can never have too much information, and there are no dumb questions. Is that right?
Oh, never a dumb question. And I tell everyone that I work with, I said, keep asking the question until you really understand what it means.
There you go. How about the, you know, this is the big one for everybody listening. They know this, and everybody hates it, but you really do have to know your credit rating, or you're not, I think then you're in the in-between, and you're like an ostrich. Your head is half in the sand, half out, and sometimes your credit rating is much better than you would think. Do you find that a lot of times people don't even know what their credit rating is?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? They don't have to know it, because what I can do is I can help them with that. And, you know, we try to make it as easy for them as possible. And the other thing is, so many times when they look at their credit rating, they don't have any idea what they're looking at.
Yep.
So that's what we're trained for, and that's what my team does. And we make it as painless as possible.
So you lived in the Windy City in Chicago. You had a tech job at IBM. Do you love real estate better than the techie thing that you used to do?
Oh, I like to say that I did a core dump when I left IBM. I mean, IBM was very good to me, and, you know, got my son through college, and I decided it was time for me to go do something that I really wanted to do. And I found out very quickly that real estate is where I'm supposed to be, and I'm supposed to be out there helping women have a piece of the American dream of home ownership.
Yeah. How many women since you made this leap, how many women do you think, you know, is it catching on, or are people gravitating towards you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and tonight, right before I came home, I had a lady that I started working with 2 years ago, and then her job didn't feel real stable, so she didn't do anything. And 2 years ago, she kept my information from that, and she called me tonight. She said, I'm ready.
See, you never know. That's why you never forget your contacts. Look
never.
At she had that, and then boom, she called you. Well, you were just a delight. Jeannie Douthat, Smart Women Buy Homes, smartwomenbuyhomes.com. Jeannie, thanks. You have a good one.
Okay, thank you so much, Kate.
Bye-bye.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays?
Right.
Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Heard it there. He joins Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Albert Pujols. Pujols as players that all hit three homers in a World Series game. Wow, that made it exciting. It was exciting to watch that. And Barry Zito, who were the true stars of this first win out of the gate in the World Series, 8-3, as you just heard there, the final score. And they blew it open in the beginning. San Francisco putting up one run in the first. Then they nailed a three spot in the third and added to that lead all along the way. Detroit mustering up just three runs in the end. And, wow, what an amazing crowd, a boisterous crowd. I think some of the loudest people I've ever heard, and this is through the tube. I've been to the Stick many times when I lived in California, and I remember it being a loud place, but I don't remember it being the loudest place that I had ever been.
Back in 89?
when everything got blown apart.
It's Pac Bell Park. What are you talking about?
Well, if you want to call it AT&T Park, that's what it is now.
Or is it AT&T now?
It's AT&T.
Okay, but it's not the Stick. Candlestick's the football stadium.
I know, but to me, it's... Well, I call it the Stick. I'm still going to call it the Stick. I refuse to call it AT&T Park.
All right.
All right. All right, he says. Hey, wasn't that exciting to watch? It was exciting to watch him. I think it was the game was a blowout, so it wasn't a tight nail-biter kind of game. But that five-day layoff killed the Tigers.
I think one of the most incredible things, like, not only was Sandoval, like, the hitting, you know, two home runs after Verlander, and then he hit the third, I think, against Albuquerque. I think that was who the third.
Yeah, Al Albuquerque, yeah.
But, I mean, they're off of Verlander, who has just been lights out this entire postseason, basically the entire year. And then the pitches that he hit out, I mean, a chest-high fastball he's kind of a low sinker ball pitcher. And then the other one he hit out of the yard was against Verlander was like a fastball kind of down and out of the zone. Like, he hit some really good pitches out of the park. And you can tell on the third one, he was even amazed at what he had just accomplished, and his whole teammates were mobbing him. It was a pretty awesome scene.
It was a pretty awesome scene. Yeah, there's no question about it. Because of the feat. The fact that he makes history and adds his name in the record books with the people that I just mentioned, and how incredible that is if you go back and you think of Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, Pujols homered three times last year. Jackson did it in 1977. And of course, Babe Ruth, you'd have to go back to 26 and 28 for the times that he did it. So there's all kinds of history that you could... It's typical of baseball. You could talk about even deeper as far as the history of those home runs is concerned. He's one of a record of nine Venezuelans on the series roster, first of all, and his power, unbelievable. He gets the ball that goes low and in across the plate, and he just pulls it out. Absolutely an amazing feat, and the crowd loved it. I mean, they were just crazy, crazy loud, and they should be. This is now the third time that they've seen these Giants just decimate the competition, but now here they're in the World Series after they made it into the series and got by St. Louis. Once again, sports very much like politics. David in Oklahoma waiting patiently, so we're going to make sure we go to him. Sir David, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
30 minutes on the phone, I'm telling you.
How about some applause, because we had an interview in between. Do you know you just got applause? We never give callers applause like that. So you got high honors. So what's on your mind? I bet politics.
Yeah, I'm on vacation right now. You were talking about stress earlier. I just sold my house. And been burning the candle at both ends, working and then packing to move and everything. And the politics have been really on my mind. And I'm gonna give you two analogies of Mr. Obama and Romney. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obama being president is like somebody in the being appointed to the DOT, Department of Transportation, that's never driven a truck, does not know anything about the business, and starts making rules for the ones that are in the business that knows what's going on. Romney, on the other hand, is like a person that as he's more like Dr. Fever on WKRP.
I like that analogy. That's good.
So, you know, he knows a little bit about it, but he doesn't really care.
Right.
He's going to try and get the company back. And if you look at it, America is like a company. You got to get it back into the black and out of the red, which I think he'll do. And don't get me wrong, I'm like a lot of people. In fact, my cousin that I visited up here in Oklahoma, she put it the best way ever. She said that neither one of them are worth the darn, but if she has to, because there's one check there that's missing, she'll vote for Romney because she doesn't like Obama and what he's doing to the country, bringing us down and in the red and making us look real bad by praising the radical Islamic Brotherhood. She basically put it to a way I think you'll like this. She said, what about none of the above? They need to put in none of the above. This is America. We choose. It's not they choose, we choose. And she's like, neither one of them are worth a darn, so where's the none of the above slot there on there? That way they could actually find somebody that's worth a darn that's in office. Like I said, I think Romney will do a little bit better job than Obama, but because he does have business sense and, you know, and everything, and Obama, all he has is those hometown meetings. He's got that experience. That's about it.
The community organizer, that's what you're referring to?
Yeah, community. He's got the community organizer experience, which doesn't amount to urinate.
I know what you mean. But, yes.
Yeah. Romney's got the business sense, so he might be able to help the country, America, or if you want to look at it, the business of America, get back into the black instead of into the red. But like my cousin said, neither one of them are worth a darn, and this is the free country, America. We're not a communist country yet. Or actually, she puts it this way, because we're letting them take our rights away, might as well call it a communist country.
We need a third party, David. That's what we need. We need a third party, and that's part of the problem. That's what I think. We need better choices. In Sweden, when you don't like any of the choices you vote, you do vote none of the above, and then they re-rack it, and they start all over again. Can you imagine? Oh, no one would ever get elected here, though. All right, our fact checkers, by the way, do say that the Giants, not to confuse you with the stick reference, have played at AT&T Park from 2000 to the present, Candlestick Park from 1960 to 99. Oh, I stand corrected. I won't call it the stick again.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients.
dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.